It's summer, and the heat wave has rolled in. In this town, it hits harder than any other. Not necessarily because we get particularly hotter than our neighbors, but because of something a little more unconventional. The women don't want to fuck. Why, you ask? Because the mere act of sitting on a couch is uncomfortable for everyone. They simply cannot stop sweating and sticking to things. Of course, women aren't under any obligation to fuck their partners. It's up to them to decide how and when they ride their love interests. But there's another problem as a result of this lack of fucking. The men have nowhere to unload. This town is quite well known in the state for lots of things. Killer burgers, diverse population, and an elaborate annual carnival. But the thing that really puts this place on the map is the men. They have massive, girthy cocks and spray huge, thick loads. I'm not just talking some porn star loads that are above average. I'm talking gallons of man cream spurting out of huge, swollen cockheads. So, in turn, the inability for these guys to find a slick, tight hole to spurt their nut into is causing problems. While they still have the choice of masturbating to relieve their tensions, most of them simply refuse, citing the sheer mess that it makes all over them. But it doesn't make any difference, because the selfish bastards can't help but come anyway. You'll see it everywhere you go. A man who hasn't jacked off in a while will catch a glimpse of a hot mom in some tight jeans, and he instantly goes off. He'll start coming on the spot. Just the other day when I was at the gym doing my squats, a man started pumping his boxers full of cum from just looking at me. And I knew he was about to come. I could hear it. It wasn't just his moans, but the pulsing in his cock became literally audible. Everyone had to exit the gym because of the sloppy mess he made all over the floor. That was the final straw. This town needed a solution, and I had thought of one. What's my solution, you ask? I'm gonna drain these men and their massive cocks. I put up flyers all around town advertising my services. For the sake of this town's sanity, all the men who needed somewhere to dump their loads would come to my house and use me. I sat in my front room, awaiting the men to ring my doorbell. I had a pair of skin-tight, hot yoga pants on and a crop top that fit so snugly over my huge, full tits it barely covered past my nipples. Goody! There goes the doorbell. I opened the door to the sight of a huge group of already hard men hovering in my doorstep. Come on in, boys. All of them were obviously straining to contain the blood-curdled cocks that pressed up against their pants, looking so fucking huge and rigid. Get yourselves undressed and wait for me to come to you, I said. I approached the first man that pulled his pants down. His big, hard cock was hovering in the air, throbbing with excitement, making it jump every second or two. You want me to please this monster, big boy? Are you not stuffed full for me? I know you want to clog my stomach with that load, and that's exactly what I'm going to make you do. I placed my thick lips on his raging cockhead and pushed the entire length of his cock down my throat. think that to be a bit much to start with, but I'm an experienced gal, and draining big cocks is something I'm well versed in. Every time my lips ran up and down his dick, I could feel the veins coursing his shaft, throbbing and expanding. I could tell this man wouldn't last long enough to fuck my pussy. His fat cock jammed my throat, and my throat muscles squeezed him intensely, making him moan and shake with pleasure. Gonna come? Gonna spray your fat, creamy load of juice straight into my stomach? That's what my big boy wants, isn't it? As I finished my sentence, I felt a deep, long throbbing in his shaft as a boiling hot load of cum rocketed up his dick and squirted down my throat. Between every pump of cum, my throat was swallowed around his length, forcing more and more baby batter out of his balls. When he finally stopped coming, I hollowed my cheeks and sucked myself off his cock with a pop, ensuring that little bit of juice still sitting in his fuck pipe coated my tongue. I looked over to all the other men. They were already jacking off. A man pulled me over to him and shoved my face between his nuts. His balls were fucking huge. I could feel his prostate pulsing on my chin as he jacked his fat dick off on top of my hair. This man was about to come, and I wasn't sure where he was going to dump his load, but I knew there'd be no stopping it. Pulling my hand up onto his balls, he pushed my hair back and pointed his cock head at my face. That's when I knew what he had planned. His fat balls started churning and seizing up in my palm as the cum boiled up into his cockhead and began to spray onto my face. Massive jets of his man gravy smothered my face and hair as his big cock pulsed and jerked from the tension. Just when I thought he was done, he shoved his cockhead into my mouth and pumped a huge glob of cum right there, filling my cheeks with just one squirt. I swallowed it down in one gulp and prepared for my next client. I was feeling cum drunk already. I turned around and grabbed the nearest cock I could find. Give me your fucking dick now. The taste of cock and cum was getting to me. I was becoming more and more aggressive, desperate for that next load. Stand still and watch me beat that load out of you, I said. And I squeezed my hand around the base of his big dick, watching in awe as the fat veins in his shaft pulsed and swelled at the pressure. Such a nice fucking cock. I bet you'd love for me to suck on those veins, wouldn't you? Suck those big, fat, pulsing veins until they squirt for me. Oh, well, that's too bad, because my hand is doing all the fucking work here. I ran one hand up and down his big cock and shoved my other hand onto his balls. I bet you have a big load built up in here, huh? I'm gonna squeeze all that thick fucking nut juice out of your cock. And his cock began jerking rapidly, while my hand continued to milk him. Oh, I felt his balls drawing up tight. Yeah, that's right, stud. Pump that load out of your sexy horse cock now. Oh, my words and strokes pushed him over the edge, and gallons of cream shot out of the tip of his dick. The sheer force of it causing his cum to ricochet off the ground and all over the underside of my tits. I kept pulling on his shaft, squeezing his balls as he sprayed, making sure to drain every drop. When I was done, I slid my sticky hands off his shaft and licked them to get a taste of him, of course, and then once again turned towards a crowd of horny men with an equally horny expression on my face. They knew I needed more. I slipped off my yoga pants and ripped off my drenched panties. They were literally dripping. My pussy was so fucking wet from milking and drinking loads of their cum from their massive dicks. Now I needed some inside me. A stud pulled up behind me and pressed his bulging dick up against my ass, humping as he moaned against my neck. "You want to slip that cock inside me, big man?" Oh, he grunted. Grabbing my hips with both hands, he placed his cock head against my pussy. Oh, fuck. Your head is boiling hot. You must be so desperate to pound this pussy. Ah! Oh, before I could finish, he'd rammed his massive thick cock into my tight wet fuckhole, filling my entire insides up instantly. Ah! Oh, shit! Yes! Yes, that's just what I need, I moaned, and my pussy walls clenched around his fat meat as he started pumping himself in and out of me. Oh, his huge, full pulse slapped against my clit as he fucked me, letting me know how close I was to getting my juicy treat. Oh, this man had obviously been jacking off before he fucked me, so it wasn't going to take long at all. With a loud moan that signaled his upcoming climax, his pulse pulled up against me, his massive cock throbbing at an insane pace. I could hear gallons of cream sloshing audibly in his balls as it erupted through his thick shaft and sprayed into my womb. Oh, the force of his cum shooting into me sent me stumbling forward a bit, but thankfully, the grip of his hands on my hips kept me in place while he frosted my insides with spunk. Oh, orgasm after orgasm racked through my body, making me tremble all over like a weak little mess. When he finally slid out of my pussy, everyone could hear the sound of his cum dripping out of me and plopping into a puddle on the floor, which just fueled the rest of the horny men. A group of them approached me from all angles, and I knew my fate, and I relished it. One shoved his cock down my throat, and my tongue eagerly lapped at his fattened underside. Another shoved his meat into my stretched pussy, right where I'd just been filled, clogging my already full insides up even more. Ah, oh, these two men had stamina, too. They spit-roasted me, both pounding into me over and over again, taking short breaks to let me feel the throbbing in their juicy, fat cocks before going back to manic, pounding, skin slapping on skin, slick with sweat from the heat. Oh, the musky smell of cum and man and testosterone was thick in the air. The man in my mouth started grunting loudly before he filled my cheeks up with his fat load, making them bulge obscenely with cream as his cum channel throbbed and fed me more and more. I could hardly swallow fast enough to keep it down, and the man inside my pussy pushed his massive cock balls deep with one hard thrust before unloading another giant load of cum into my womb, my pussy walls milking around him with every fucking spurn. Oh, oh, yes, yes, that's how the day continued. I was on my knees, bent over, spread open, pushed down, lifted up, fucked, stuffed, and double-stuffed in every hole before the sun started to set and the temperatures finally started to cool ever so slightly. The men eventually went home to their wives, their balls empty, but only just and not for long. They'd be back tomorrow, and the next day, and the next, and I'd be here, sucking and swallowing and offering my holes, draining their balls, doing my civic duty for our small town, at least until fall comes along. But damn, I do sure hope we have an extra, extra long, hot, sticky summer.